Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Such a good day to be with you. Okay, so Ken Kessler and I are here. Jennifer has, what is it, a 200-degree temperature. She sent us a picture of her last check a couple of hours ago. Her temperature, well, it wasn't 200. It looked like it's one of those. How do those thermometers work that she was using?
I think it's just a digital thermometer.
Oh.
Just put it in her mouth and...
Really? Go from there.
And went from there. Yeah, 100.8, I think it was.
Uh-oh. All right, well, if Jennifer's not here, that means we may lose a chuckle or two. We still need to talk about what's going on. Wednesday, try that again, Doug. Wednesday, the next big thing that people are going to be talking about today is that situation in Pakistan where the death penalty... There's been a moratorium on it in Pakistan, will now be reinstated so that they can use it to put those people responsible in the Pakistani Taliban to death for killing the 145 people that were killed yesterday in a schoolyard. So, as I read this and think about it, you know, last week was the anniversary of the Newtown, Connecticut massacre. Not the same scenario, but you wonder what kind of cowards want to go into a school, and there's a universality to cowardice. Doesn't make any difference whether you're a Christian, whether you're a Jew, whether you're a Muslim, or have no religion whatsoever. If you're a coward, you're a coward. And these people who did what they did in that school in Pakistan yesterday, or anybody, if you look at all of the death, horror, and destruction that's a part of the news yesterday... I abhorred what I was looking at and what I was hearing and, frankly, what I was thinking. The Taliban spokesperson said the school had been selected for the attack because it serves predominantly children of military personnel.
Jeez.
Our leadership decided to target these enemies of Islam in their homes so they can feel the pain of losing their children. You bastards. So now, and the there have been plenty of circumstances. See, people confuse, and maybe we ought not to. ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Taliban. The Taliban, in many people's minds, are the worst because they are they're gluttons for horror. And the fact that we bought them off in order to go off, this is what's so, this is the sidebar to this story. We've contributed to the survival of the Taliban in two ways. We, Americans, the American government paid the leaders of the Taliban $73 million in cash, delivered in two suitcases, in order for them to get out of the way so we could go get Osama bin Laden. And that was in 2002. So that was 12 years ago. And then, after that failed, well, the Taliban said, okay, well, we've gotten our money's worth out of them. We'll go, you know, we'll turn around and do what we've been doing for all these years. Kill locals. They're cowards. Kill kids. Kill whoever they can kill because they're killing monstrous, horrible beings who should be dispatched the same way. The other way we support the Taliban, by the way, is through drug usage. This is not something that's focused on, in my opinion, Kenny, anywhere nearly enough. By the news media, how your usage of drugs keeps all, that's how they make their money, for the most part, although ISIS was trading in oil until that was shut off. So drugs, real estate, banks, that kind of stuff, but mostly drugs, especially with the Taliban, that openly grow thousands of acres of opium or opiates. What is it? What's the flower that develops heroin. What's the... It's not heroin. The plant's not called heroin. but it comes from it. What's, do you remember what the plant is that grows it? Anyway, what's the main difference? If you're using any heroin or derivative therefrom, you're contributing to the deaths of all these people because you're supporting the Taliban. That's what it's about. That's really what the story is. So you have that horror to deal with. Then there's the story, and I wonder about whether it's proper to identify this ex-Marine, ex-Iraqi war veteran, who apparently killed his wife and five of her relatives. Somebody said, I think it was in the last hour, did you have something on Facebook or Twitter where someone decried yesterday that we paid more attention to the deaths out of our country than we did the deaths in our country? I don't know that that's true or not. But imagine every morning you wake up to this kind of stuff. Imagine, if you don't mind me making a reference, or Kennedy the reference, we look at this stuff and try to figure out, okay, what's important for you to know, and what should we talk about, and how should we talk about it in this circumstance? Whether it's our own, the maladjustment of people here, the maladjustment of people there, and there can be anywhere. The situation in Australia, malcontent, somebody who's sick, somebody who should have been in jail. As far as the Taliban is concerned, how does it make you feel that we gave them $73 million in your taxpayer money in order for them to get out of the way? They supposedly were helping us get bin Laden, but they were steering us in the wrong direction. It was a big joke. They were laughing at us for that whole time. Then we sort of gave up. And we gave up because we couldn't find him, because the Taliban was protecting him, even though we gave him $73 million to get out of the way. Who made that decision? You'd got to wonder. All these things that are worthy of contemplation. Anyway, it's pretty troubling stuff. You want any more comment time, Kenny, for this sort of thing? Give me a little more time if you want it, need it. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show.
I don't have anything new on it.
All right. Okay. But we know, I don't know, I think I added a couple of new items of, I think when I continue to underscore the fact that your drug usage, if you are drug users, contributes mightily to the effort of the bad guys. That's the way it is. And you're so selfish that you think of yourself first if you're using these drugs or anything connected to them. Shame on you. 888-302-3684. Email to Ken or Doug at DougSteffen.com and Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. Let's talk about something more pleasant, how you can rid your face of those unpleasant bags, the puffiness under your eyes, just in time for Christmas and the holiday season. There is a new and really good deal from Genucel. Genucel contains the all-natural ingredients, thanks to the research done with the stem cells. This is all natural. This incredible, it's a serum. You put it under your eyes. I always, when I'm telling a story, I sort of rub my hands under my eyes myself, around my eyes. I fortunately don't have the problem, but I do use Genucel from time to time. If I want to look fresher, I want to look brighter. That's what this is all about. Men and women everywhere are using Genucel, and you can try it now risk-free by dialing 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. And for the next week, the folks that make Genucel will double the supply that you get. So you get a 3-month supply usually. You'll pay the same amount of money and you get a 6-month supply. They're Christmas present to you. And when you dial 800-543-9262, also ask them in your order to get express holiday shipping so that you make sure that you have it in time to get the most benefit out of it before the holiday season ends, which isn't until after the first of the year. 800-543-9262 for Genucel.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor and every store is on sale, and it all must go. Get incredible deals on first quality flooring from just 35 cents a square foot. Beautiful 3/4 inch pre-finished solid hardwood at just $179. Save even more on all liquidation clearance and closeouts. If it's in stock, it's on sale, and pay no interest until January 2017. Don't miss these end of year deals on over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hi, welcome to Helzberg Diamonds.
Hi there. We'd like to look at engagement rings.
Wait, is that the Geico Gecko?
Oh, hello. I'm just admiring this lovely diamond solitaire ring.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that was easy. Now, who thinks it's a good idea to save money on their car insurance?
I do.
Wow. I think we just had the wedding rehearsal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin? Do you fear your job is in jeopardy, or is your business income reduction keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate without using your money or credit. My name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught 500,000 people to do just that and personally bought hundreds of houses myself. If you'll call 800-591-6080, 24 hours, and leave your information, I'll send the first 500 callers my hot new CD, Foreclosure Fortunes, and my best-selling book to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience and no license, even if you're a busy professional. Call 800-591-6080, 24 hours, and get my new book and CD free. That's 800-591-6080. Take your life back and make this your best year ever. Call 800-591-6080 now.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Hurry in to find amazing gifts for everyone on your list. There's still time to get perfect gifts at prices you'll love, like a $100 iTunes gift card for only $85, and a Keurig 2.0 brewing system with 42 K-cups for just $129.98. Order from samsclub.com before December 22nd and get guaranteed delivery by Christmas. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
Let's do a 2020, it's not really a news quiz question. This is a holiday quiz question. Everybody ready? The prize is a Good Day turkey. You can choose any brand at any store you want to. Thanks to gthankyou.com for helping make this happen. gthankyou.com is supplying us with these certificates for the Good Day turkey. So, here's the question. It was on this date in 1843... that a famous story was published by a famous author in England. The first copies of this book immediately sold out. The man who wrote the story did it in 2 months, starting in October of 1843, aiming for it to be ready for Christmas time. It was the first of 5 Christmas books written by this author. If I give you the names of the others, probably makes this a little easier, and I don't know that I want to do that. There were 5. This one, however, published on this date in 1843, most famous of all of his Christmas stories, and it may be the most famous of all Christmas stories. You think, Kenny, that this book could be?
I think arguably it is.
Yeah, right. It is very, I think, easily arguable. All right, so you want to have a shot at one of our turkeys for Christmas? And I'm not talking about a shot at Richie or Kenny or me. A shot at a real... Well, we are kind of, I guess, some people's minds real turkeys. 888-302-3684. So, what publishing of what book do we celebrate today? And would Christmas be the same without it? I think many people would argue that Christmas is... This is a great Christmas story. I went to the Boston Pops Christmas concert last night. I sound a little groggy. It's because I didn't get home until 11 o'clock, which is way past my bedtime. But it was really good. It's a mood setter. As this book and the story has been made into a movie, you all know this story.
A lot of movies.
Yeah, a lot of movies. All right, so anyway, we have to do a couple of things in the next few minutes, but if you want to stay in the queue, 888-302-DOUG, if you can identify this story and the author. It's 21 after the hour, and good day.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The video of the day today, some of the folks at NASA who have some fun with a parody of the hit song All About That Bass. They changed to All About That Space. I saw this yesterday. Very cool. So this is the audio from our video of the day. It's all the stuff that connects us to this space program. But it's just well done. Don't you think, Kenny, under the circumstances, really well done?
Oh, yeah. This is very well done.
Very nicely done. All right, so follow it. Check it out. Video of the day. In the if you click on it, DougStephan.com, it's pretty much the first thing you see, that big video screen at the opening of the homepage at DougStephan.com. The space folks at NASA singing about their successes, going back to success, which is a good thing. So, speaking of success, 25 after the hour, Doug Stephan's Good Day program. Time for us to work our way into last night's monologues on the late night shows. Let's see, we have representative sampling from Conan O'Brien and Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers and Craig Ferguson right now.
The hackers who hacked into Sony have leaked the upcoming script for the new James Bond movie. They leaked it. Sony executives said the news left them shaken, but not stirred. Thank you.
President Obama recently discussed Obamacare with Ryan Seacrest during a radio spot to ensure people don't miss the deadline. Obama said it's great for people who don't have jobs, mainly because most of them were taken by Ryan Seacrest. During the interview with Seacrest, Obama said that his wife, Michelle, is hard to buy presents for, so he's trying to think of a new idea other than clothes. Yeah, Obama was like, what I really need is a lady's perspective, so what do you think I should get her, Seacrest? President Obama recently said that his day is all about politics, so in the mornings, he likes to watch ESPN. So if you get the feeling he's repeating himself every half hour, that's where he learned it from.
Jeb Bush has formally announced that he is exploring a 2016 bid for president, and to increase his chances, he's going to run as just Jeb. My last name is not important. Vote for Jeb.
A great day
for Jeb Bush, the former governor of Florida. You hear about that?
Sure, yeah.
What's Jeb Bush's full name?
Jeb Bush?
Jebediah?
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 Jebaroni?
Jebran?
Jebaroni?
Gibraltar?
Gibraltar.
Gibraltar.
Yeah.
He announced today, anyway, on the internet that he's thinking of running for president. If you want to see the whole announcement, you just look up Internet Bush. And then you may have to go through a few pages, or you may just stop and browse.
Sure.
Whatever your thing is. So the next presidential election could be Bush versus Clinton again.
Yeah.
Things were very different back in 1992. There was unrest in the Middle East. We had a gridlock Congress. Everyone was talking about Bill Cosby.
Ellen DeGeneres joking here about gift giving.
Happy holidays. Now, the holidays are full of surprises, like the ingredients in your Aunt Kathy's Jell-O mold that she brings every year. Giving gifts this time, it's so fun. The most fun thing, I think, is watching kids open presents and see their responses.
Really? What's the most fun for you, Kenny? Your children are older now. When it comes to opening gifts, do you think their eyes still sparkle? Is there still
something?
Yeah, what about
you? Yeah, when they're not opening underwear, yeah.
Yeah. What about you? When do your eyes sparkle in terms of Christmas?
I think when we go Christmas tree shopping.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do that today, as a matter of fact, here.
Takes me back to when I was a kid.
Yeah, have you got your tree?
No, we're going today.
Yeah. All right. So you and I have something in common other than spending 6 hours a day with each other or 5 hours, whatever it is that we do. Yes. Yeah. Well, what now? The Southern California Christmas trees, though, are different than what we will find here in New England.
Yes. Right?
Where do they come from?
I'm not exactly sure. I used to love to get Fraser firs in North Carolina, but
they don't
send those out here.
I think most of yours come from Montana, I'm going to bet. Up in that area. I think that's where, or maybe Oregon, Northern California. So, happy to be celebrating and thinking about and smiling about the Christmas season and the Hanukkah gift-giving season. 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with David Korn of Mother Jones and David Frum of The Atlantic. Coming right up, will the torture report really affect the Bush-Cheney legacy?
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for the couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with this person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
I have a happy dance of coming with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for David Korn and David Frum. Will the release of the Senate torture report now lock in the legacy of the Bush-Cheney administration as one dominated by war and torture?
Bush-Cheney have already been defined by the misguided war that they waged in Iraq. I think the torture report is another chapter added to that taint. But one issue that you haven't raised, Mark, is that the report is quite stunning in the amount of CIA lying or misrepresentation. They don't use the L word. And it raises a profound question that's even more important than whether you prosecute or not, and that's whether we can actually have an effective system of congressional oversight of secret activity.
It will be an element in the Bush-Cheney legacy. It will complicate it. It will be a dark chapter. But they will also be judged by the success the United States has had in degrading Al-Qaeda and keeping the country safe from terrorist attacks after 9/11.
And in terms of congressional accountability?
We do have it. We have intelligence oversight committees. It ebbs and flows. In moments of crisis, Congress gives the agencies more lead. When the crisis subsides, it reasserts itself. This is part of the system working, of the necessary process of self-correction.
I'm Mark Green, the host of your Both Sides Minute, today with David Frum of The Atlantic and David Korn of Mother Jones.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods. And receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. questions? Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the freeze-dry guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the freeze-dry guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the freeze-dry guy's end-of-year case-left sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Prom queens here. Prom kings, maybe. You ever involved in a prom, Kenny?
No, never was.
Never. Okay. Well, I went to one, and I sure as heck wasn't the king or the queen or or with the queen. It's 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour. Doug Steffen and Ken Kessler. Jennifer is still feeling under the weather. Hopefully, we keep our fingers crossed. Hold a good thought for her. She'll feel better today because she doesn't like feeling. Who does? Who wants to feel bad, especially this time of year? Oh, my God, yeah. Horrible. And she's, well, what she's done is overdo it, pretty much as usual. She helps too many people, does too much stuff, and therefore gets herself into a situation, if you will. Our situation at the moment, 2020 news quiz. It isn't really a news quiz, history quiz in a manner of speaking. And we're going to give away a certificate for a whole good day turkey to the person who identifies this book. It was published on this date in London in 1843 by a gentleman who crafted this story in 2 months, got it ready for Christmas 1843, and then subsequently every Christmas after that for the next 5 years he wrote another book that had to do with Christmas and or the season. So about whom are we speaking? Let us see who works this over. George in Evansville, Indiana, welcome to Good Day, sir. Merry Christmas. How are you doing?
Merry Christmas to you.
Hi. So what are we talking about here?
Charles Dickens, A Christmas Carol.
Christmas Carol by Dickens, published in London and sold out. He'd written a book in a couple of months. After that came The Chimes in 1844, The Cricket on the Hearth in 1845, The Battle of Life 1846, The Haunted Man, and The Ghost's Bargain was the last in that series of five. Have you read, George, or have you seen the movie? What's your connection to The Christmas Carol?
Well, I've seen the movie a bunch of times, and the date sounded right, so I just called in.
Yeah, well, you're doing a good job. Appreciate the fact you called in. So I'm going to send you a turkey, a coupon for a turkey for Christmas. All right, hold on just a second. George, Merry Christmas to you. I'm just going to wish Barbara Merry Christmas. Barbara, Merry Christmas to you and your family. Thank you for being good
Merry
listeners.
Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to John, who's in, is it you in Missouri or Maryland, John? Where are you?
Chambers, Maryland.
Chambers. All right, good. Merry Christmas to you, sir. Thank you for listening. All right, so that's the story, at least at the moment. I always like to do these sorts of things, especially Christmas time. I love to give stuff away. It's fun, and it's kind of cool. Speaking of cool, we have a story today at DougStefan.com about a mother who called into C-SPAN yesterday to tell her sons to stop arguing. Why were the sons arguing? Well, they are political pundits of sorts. The brothers are Dallas and Brad Woodhouse. Have you seen them before, Kenny?
I've never seen them before, no.
Yeah, I don't know them either, frankly. They are, well, Dallas is a Republican. Brad is a Democrat. And they, if you want to hear what it sounded like, this is, I don't know who's doing the interview. It's probably not Brian, but someone having these two on, discussing their differences. C-SPAN is a wonderful, wonderful arena to actually get through unscathed the news of the day and issues and no foolishness. So here are the two brothers and the the sound of the surprise.
No, go to Joy in Raleigh, North Carolina. Good
morning. Hey, somebody from down south.
Well, you're right, I'm from down south.
Oh, God, it's Mom.
And I'm your mother. And I disagree that all families are like ours. I don't know many families that are fighting at Thanksgiving.
Is this really your mother?
No, you're my mom.
I was very glad that this Thanksgiving was a year that you two were supposed to go to your in-laws. And I'm hoping you'll have some of this out of your system when you come here for Christmas.
Yeah, we were not together this Thanksgiving. We are most
here. I would really like a peaceful Christmas. And I love you both.
Hey, now let me jump in because this was not planned. She called in on the normal line. So, but since you did call in, Mrs. Woodhouse, what's it like to raise these two boys?
Well, it hadn't been easy.
No true words have ever been said.
Oh, God.
But we love you, Mom.
And I love politics. Their dad and I both love politics. We follow the entire country. I know that we have to take responsibility for them. And they're both very passionate about what they believe in. And I love that about them. But I hope that they just kind of get this out of their system today on your program.
By the way,
I wishful thinking.
Are you a Democrat or Republican, Mrs. Woodhouse?
That's a question.
I am a registered Democrat. Many, many years ago. But I have, you know, at times flipped my ticket. But I am concerned for the party who's going to expand Medicaid. I have an autistic grandson who's going to expand health care. So I am more of a one-issue person right now in my life because I have such concern for my autistic grandson.
Joy, thank you for the call. And, again, this is not planned, but we're glad to hear from you.
All right, Mom. We'll see you back home soon.
See you this weekend.
Bye, Mom. So these two guys, Dallas Woodhouse and Brad Woodhouse, were discussing bipartisanship on the Washington Journal. Steve Scully's been with C-SPAN for a long time. He has such a that face, the poker face. He never has any expression at all. And then the call comes in, and it was like a different program. Maybe they ought to have a little more of that on C-SPAN. I'm your mother. I'm your mother. I thought that was cool. Anyway, so C-SPAN in a moment that you did not necessarily think would be a part of what's going on in the normal de rigueur, if you will, of C-SPAN. C-SPAN is, I think, one of the most important products that we have in terms of media, news media in our country, because it really does tell the story, no BS, no slant, nothing. And that's why it's such a tribute. All right, news from Hawaii today. Lava from a volcano on the Big Island on a course to reach a shopping center with a gas station and a supermarket in the next week. See the picture of the lava running from today's show section at DougStephan.com. The lava is moving slowly, as it does, about a mile away from the shopping center. The civil defense director there says the shopping center contains a hardware store, a pharmacy, an auto repair shop. So what the heck? Well, this stuff is not predictable. You can't really tell by where it's moving now, Kenny, where it will be in a week from now. But they do have this active volcano.
It's the best guess.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's a, Hawaii is nothing but lava hardened. All the Hawaiian islands are just hardened volcanoes, the results of volcanoes. It's all the fact, one of the amazing things in nature is the fact that from a circumstance that's in the middle, these are mountains in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. You're on the top of the mountains. That's what they are. That's what an island is. It's the top of a mountain in the ocean. So they have these lava mountains that the Hawaiian island chain are built on. And then you wonder, okay, so how can they grow the great fruits that they do and vegetables if it's all rock? Well, one of the wonders of nature, how these sorts of things under circumstances that we can't explain really and don't really think we understand, the creation of what we call dirt or loam, which comes as a byproduct of sand changing over the years. It's all a result of the rock formation. Everything's changing. And that's where the loam comes from. Did you not know that? Loam comes from the continuing changes in the composition of the matter that's on the surface of the planet. It's genius. It really is. If you really think about food and how it grows and where the right soils are, what makes the soils as rich as they are, a lot of it depends on the mineral content, things that are around as a result of volcanoes and the plates changing on the surface of the earth. It's fascinating stuff. I find it that way anyway. Is it too early to be fascinated by that sort of thing? Maybe. All right, so instead of being fascinated by that, fellow that I met on Facebook, in fact, and it's one of those funny little things when you join Facebook and then you become friends with a lot of people. I don't even know how many friends I have, Kenny. Do you know how many friends I have? Not that it's important. A lot of people think, oh, look at all the friends I have. I've never found it important. But one guy who is a friend that is a really champion musical provider and has been for probably 40 years, Kenny. Anyway, 50 years. I think he's celebrating 50 years of music next year.
Yeah, 50.
He's released his first ever Christmas album. We'll meet Felix Cavalieri. Yes, that Felix Cavalieri. Remember the Young Rascals, and then they became the Rascals. He's still a rascally fellow. We'll meet him in a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
Don't miss Sprint's Cut Your Bill in Half event. Just bring your Verizon or AT&T bill and turn in your old phone, and we'll cut your rate plan in half. So if you're paying $260 a month for your family's four lines with Verizon, we'll cut it to $130. Or if you're paying $80 for yourself, we'll cut it to $40. Plus, we'll give you unlimited talk and text in the U.S. and match your data all on the Sprint network. The Cut Your Bill in Half event at Sprint. Bring us your Verizon or AT&T bill and turn in your old phone, and we'll cut your rate plan in half. Visit us
us at Sprint.com/halfprice or go to a Sprint store today.
Limited time offer available when you choose a leasing option or Sprint Easy Pay. Subject to credit and valid consumer report. Discount applied to monthly voice, text, and data charges with a minimum $10 monthly rate charge. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-ons, apps, premium content, international services, additional lines, and device charges. Other plans may receive prioritized bandwidth availability. To improve data experience for the majority of users, throughput may be limited, varied, or reduced on the network. Max of 10 lines per account. No cash back. Third-party marks are property of their respective owners. Restrictions apply.
Sounds like Felix Cavalieri to me. Friends on Facebook, but we've never actually talked. I don't think Kenny. No, you may have been on the program. I think once before. Kenny, wasn't he on once before? If I remember correctly, Felix Cavalieri.
I'm not sure.
All right, Felix, welcome.
Yes. How are you?
Well, thank you.
Good morning.
How do you maintain that voice? 50 years in music. How do you keep your voice from not going bye bye?
Pasta.
Wait a minute. Is it whole grain pasta? Is it gluten-free pasta? What kind of pasta is it?
Yes, gluten-free. That's gluten-free. The desert, yes.
Yeah. All right. Chapter
and a lot of luck. Let me tell you, a lot of luck.
Yeah. I think that because you're a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Grammy Hall of Fame, the Songwriters Hall of Fame, the Vocal Group Hall of Fame, Hit Parade Hall of Fame, Hammond Hall of Fame, wow. you're the man. And I can't tell you how much... I can tell you, actually. I want to tell you how much I have enjoyed. You know, I was a jock when you, I've been doing, I'm on the radio for about as long as you've been in music. So I was a jock playing your music when we were all kids having fun. I think you sound like you're still having fun. I hope I sound like I'm still having fun.
Well, you know, we really did. I mean, we did this album. I've always wanted to do this Christmas album. I never got a chance to do it. And
by the way, the album is called Christmas Joy. I want to make sure everybody knows Christmas Joy.
Correct.
You go to Felix Cavalieri Music, CAVALIERE, Felix Cavalieri Music, to check this out. I'm going to play a couple of more quick snippets from a couple of the other songs. But I was surprised when I don't know why, but I hadn't thought about it before, why you hadn't done a Christmas thing, because everybody else of your caliber has. So why haven't you done it?
Well, in the old days, it was just not something that, first of all, the band wanted to do, and second of all, the record company wanted to do. I think it was before people realized that Christmas albums are something that could be around every year.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
And we had a good time doing this because if you think about it, every time you record a Christmas song, even if it's in August, it's Christmas in the studio.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And we had a good time. We really did. And I think it comes across on the album.
All right. Here's another track from the new Felix Cavalieri album. It's Christmas in Your Arms. The album's called Christmas Joy.
Love you've given me. I'm not alone.
Isn't it amazing, Felix, how you can really get into a season with the music? Last night I went to the Boston. I'm in outside of Boston, a town called Framingham. And I went to the, my love and I went to the Boston Pops last night for Christmas. I haven't been to that thing for years. And it just kind of, it just puts you there. So you recorded this in the summertime?
Well, we recorded it, pretty much sporadically through the year because the people that I work with, my band, my new band, my Rascals, they work all the time. So, yes, and this is the first time I've ever done what's to be known as a home recording. This was done all in the musicians' homes.
Really?
Not in a professional studio. Yeah, well, that's what we can do today. You know,
we have
amazing technology. So we had a really good time. Really good time doing this. That's why it's named Christmas Joy.
Now, did you use the term, did I hear you call the band the Rascals again?
Well, no, we call it Felix Cavalieri's Rascals because basically, you know, many people know me by the music that I wrote for the Rascals. So
right, yeah.
It just makes a lot of sense to do that. And plus, you know, frankly, people know the name Wrestlers more than they know the name Felix. So
I don't know about
whatever
that.
Whatever gets them out to come and hear the music.
All right, you're coming now. I'm going to be a bit personal. Are you in Worcester at the Centrum this weekend? Did I hear that?
Mechanics Hall.
No, we're at the Mechanics Hall.
All right, Mechanics Hall. Saturday night, when are you there? I'm coming.
Oh, great, great. Yes, as a matter of fact, I think it's Friday night.
Yeah. Friday night, all right, even better. All right, here's for those of you who remember the great, great, great music of the 60s and 70s, Felix certainly had his part of it as well. He should have 18 top 40 hits, 5 top 10 hits. 3 of those went to number 1. Here's Please Come Home for Christmas from the new Christmas Joy album for Christmas time. FelixCavalieriMusic.com. Felix Cavaliere is our Christmas star of the day here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Please come home for Christmas.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Three after the hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. As we get into tech talk time, gee, it seems like only yesterday, Kenny, that we got into the same conversation. Well, it wasn't the same conversation because there was different information. Shelley Palmer, our reporter, is going to talk with you about something new today, a new Google email app. So you want to find out about that, plus some other stories that will hold your attention next on Good Day.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Hurry in to find amazing gifts for everyone on your list. There's still time to get perfect gifts at prices you'll love, like a $100 iTunes gift card for only $85 and a Keurig 2.0 brewing system with 42 K-cups for just $129.98. Order from samsclub.com before December 22nd and get guaranteed delivery by Christmas. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, email apps and clients have evolved through the years, but few have made email simpler or less time-consuming. Google's newest email app, Inbox, aims to boost your productivity and make you hate email just a little bit less. How many times have you gotten a work email when you're eating dinner or right about to go to sleep? Inbox lets you snooze that message until you're ready to deal with it. Tap the clock icon next to the message and pick a time you want to deal with it, like when you're at your desk in the morning. Preview is one of Inbox's smallest but most convenient features. Preview lets you view and download which documents are attached to your messages without having to open the email. Preview works with every attachment, pictures, spreadsheets, videos, you name it. That means no more scrolling or hunting for attachments. Inbox is only available through an invite from Google, and to request one and try Inbox today, send an email to inbox@google.com. Follow me on Twitter @ShellyPalmer or go to ShellyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelly Palmer.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because from rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
The holidays don't have to be budget busting. Shopping for gifts, going to parties, and entertaining can all be done without breaking the bank by being creative and shopping smarter. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Make Aldi your first stop when you shop. Stock up on baking essentials, gourmet cheeses and chocolates, and a few red, white, and sparkling wines. With prices up to 50% less than traditional grocers, you'll have money left over for gifts and fun. Lolly Franklin from Better in Bulk blog has more tips.
Have some fun with traditional holiday flavors. Ginger, cinnamon, or fresh juices can brighten up main dishes and desserts. Accessorize soups and salads with pumpkin or pomegranate seeds, or serve a batch of spiced nuts to incorporate warm seasonal flavors.
Warm up the holidays with toasty beverages the whole family will enjoy. Serve mulled red wine with orange slices, hot chocolate with cinnamon stick stirrers, or eggnog lattes to make holidays happier. Check out more money-saving holiday recipes at Aldi.us. Cheers.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. So when you fill up, car, engine, and performance come together to make your drive come alive. Choose Shell V-Power today. And learn how you can save big at the pump at FuelRewards.com.
Amazon announced it is extending holiday shipping deadlines. I guess what that means to you is you can order with free shipping by as late as midnight on December 19th, which would be, what, Friday, yeah? So you can order by midnight Friday for delivery on or before Christmas. Prime subscription members can wait even longer, deadline of December 22nd, for free two-day shipping of anything that you buy at Amazon. In the 12 major metro areas, customers can place orders as late as 10 o'clock in the morning of Christmas Eve for same-day shipping.
All right.
Do you do that? Man, that's got to have some kind of technology attached to it. There's a ruling last week by a federal judge that affects Target. Apparently, Target now on the hook for the financial losses sustained by banks when it was hacked. Was that last Christmas? Who was hacked last Christmas? Was it Target last Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now they're just a year later figuring they have to make it good. Cyber breach. The insurance company that covered losses and costs because of the hacker attack is a new type of policy company. The computer failures at banks and Fortune 500 companies are using this kind of coverage, but they don't have all the money, and they're not going to cover it. I guess the policies are so expensive, couldn't possibly afford to have them, you know, cover everything. It's kind of like there's a deductible. So that's how they're paying the rest off the rest of the bills of all those people who got hacked. Good Lord. Amazing. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected tested hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.